Chapter 5. It's day 3 of the Clan Trophy competition. The Joneses, the McKnights and the Game Master are in front of a haunted castle in Scotland.
This is your final challenge, and this one is particularly dangerous. A ghost lives in this castle. Her name is the White Lady. Find her magic ring and bring it to me. Be careful. She doesn't like intruders. And one last thing. You mustn't use your powers for this challenge. Good luck.
Oliver, Amelia and Morph run into the cold, dark and creepy castle.
Where is that ring? This castle is too big.
Uh-oh, the White Lady is behind you, Millie. And the ring is on her finger. Any idea how to take the ring?
Ask her very politely.
White Lady, sorry to intrude in your castle. Could you give us your magic ring, please? It can't be that easy.
But the White Lady approaches silently and drops the ring into Oliver's hand.
Okay, so it was that easy.
Where are the McKnights?
Not our problem. We have the ring. Let's take it to the Game Master.
Oliver, Amelia and Morph run out of the castle and suddenly stop short. There's a gigantic red dragon with a black mark on its head in front of them, blocking their way.
Is that Mink?
No, it isn't. Look, Mink is behind the dragon with the McKnights.
Ah, you have the ring.
Thanks for doing the job for us. Now, give us the ring.
What? No way!
Well, your choice is this. You give us the ring, or our family dragon, Red Knight, turns you into Barbecued Joneses.
I don't believe it. They called a dragon? And they cheated!
Mink, can you go and get the ring, please?
Mink takes the ring from Oliver.
Come on, Mink. Bring us the ring. Hurry up. Red Knight is about to fire.
Yeah, that crazy old dragon is so impulsive.
Mink hesitates. She looks at Morph for 1 second and then transforms into an eagle. She flies above Red Knight and drops the ring into its big red mouth.
No! What did you do? The ring! The flames! You destroyed it!